Baseball's postseason is underway, and if it seems like it has a back-to-the-future flavor, that's because, well, it does. It features a crop of pitchers who are closer to getting their AARP cards than to their baseball rookie cards. Joining us now, as he does most Fridays, is Wall Street Journal sports writer Stefan Fatsis. And Stefan, it's not entirely unusual to see a few 40-year-olds playing pro sports, but we have quite an impressive group in the playoffs right now.
Yes, we do. Five of the starting pitchers in the playoffs are 40 or older. Greg Maddux of the Los Angeles Dodgers, Tom Glavine of the New York Mets, Randy Johnson of the New York Yankees, Kenny Rogers of the Detroit Tigers, and David Wells of the San Diego Padres.
And these aren't just a bunch of pitchers who've managed to hang around for a long time. They've built quite a record.
Yeah, they have. The five who are playing have a combined total of 1,340 big league wins. That works out to 268 apiece. Three of these guys are sure bet Hall of Famers. Maddux with 333 career wins so far, Glavine 290, and Johnson 280. And if Glavine and Johnson make it, this will very possibly be the last 300-win pitchers we're going to see for a long time because of changes in baseball like five-man pitching rotations, shorter starts, fewer complete games, that sort of thing.
Now, longevity does account in part for those respectable numbers that you cited, but what, if anything, accounts for all of these guys being in the playoffs at the same time?
Well, that's just the reality of modern baseball. Teams that have a chance to make the playoffs typically have the most money and can afford to sign the most accomplished veteran players. The Dodgers picked up Greg Maddux, who made $9 million this year, from the Cubs in August. San Diego traded for David Wells the same month, partly because of his career 10-4 postseason record. Johnson and Glavine were both expensive free agent acquisitions in recent years by teams with a lot of money to spend. Teams want that experience. This is Glavine's 12th postseason, and yesterday, he made his 33rd playoff start, and that counts for a lot.
It's kind of nice to see all those old-timers out in the field. I don't know what they'd think of that term, but how are they doing?
Well, Glavine was incredible last night. He's assumed a huge burden on the Mets because of injuries to Orlando El Duque Hernandez and to the Mets ace pitcher, Pedro Martinez. And Glavine just came up huge. He pitched six shutout innings to give the Mets a 2-0 lead over the Dodgers. He is only the third pitcher 40 or older to ever do that in the playoffs. The others were Dennis Martinez in 1995 and somebody named Freddie Fitzsimmons in 1941. Now, David Wells lost to St. Louis yesterday, but he only gave up two runs in what might have been his baseball farewell. Johnson and Rogers were scheduled to face each other in Game 3 of that series tonight, which is tied at one game apiece. And Greg Maddux will be in the toughest position of all these guys. He's trying to save the Dodgers from elimination tomorrow against the Mets.
Now, before we go, Stefan, we should probably mention that this group of 40-something pitchers aren't even the oldest players in the playoffs.
Nope, that would be Julio Franco of the Mets. He's 48 years old. This year, he became the oldest player in baseball history to hit a home run. Last night, he didn't do that, but he did pinch hit, and he drove in a run by legging out a ground ball, avoiding a double play in the Mets' 4-1 win.
You go, Julio. Thanks, Stefan.
Thanks, Michelle.
That's Stefan Fatsis of the Wall Street Journal. He talks with us most Fridays about sports and the business of sports.